This episode of the Halloween Podcast is brought to you by Robinhood, the commission-free stock trading app. Have you ever been interested in trading stocks? Robinhood has made it easier than ever. With this free trade, zero commissions app, you can now trade stocks for free. You no longer have to pay outrageous trading fees. It's absolutely free. If you sign up using our referral link, you will receive a free stock, and the Halloween Podcast will too. Need help getting started? I, Lyle, can personally coach you after you sign up. You don't need hundreds of dollars to invest. You can do it with as little as $5. Just go to tiny.cc/Halloween Robinhood. That's tiny.cc/Halloween Robinhood and get signed up. There's a link in the show notes. For now, let's get the show started. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Halloween Podcast. I am your host, Lyle Perez. This is the first episode of my Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark marathon. Are you excited? I am. There's lots to tell about this story. If you haven't read it, please go grab your book and give it a read. If you don't feel like it, then no worries. I'll give you a summary about the story anyways. The first story up is Something Was Wrong. This is one of those stories that I actually do remember. I'm not sure if I remember it from my childhood or if it was one of the stories I read when I revisited the book as an adult. Nonetheless, it's a quick and fun read. The story is about a man named John Sullivan who out of the blue finds himself walking down the street. He wasn't sure how he got there, what he was doing there, and where he had been earlier. The dude didn't even know what time it was. He came across a woman who was walking the street too. He stopped her and asked what time it was. She just looked at him, screamed, and ran away. Later, he noticed that everyone on the street was scared of him too. He stopped a taxi, but the driver saw John and took off as well. He came across a payphone and thought that someone at home might be able to come pick him up. He called his house and someone he didn't recognize answered. He asked if Mrs. Sullivan was home, and the person on the other end said, no, she wasn't home, that she was at her husband's funeral. He died yesterday in a car accident downtown. So that's the story in a nutshell. A few things I want to mention. John didn't know what he was doing there, how he got there, and so on, but he remembered his telephone number, and he came across a payphone. Remember those? I guess this story wouldn't really work today because John would be wandering around forever just looking for a working payphone. My last tiff with this story is how fast his funeral happened. I've been alive for 33 years, so I've been through my share of deaths. I've never heard of someone dying one day, then there's a funeral for him the next. Maybe it was a different time? I don't know. Other than that, this story was pretty fun. It didn't give me the chills because I kind of saw the ending coming, but it was a fun story nonetheless. So where did this story come from? According to the source at the end of the book, Something Was Wrong was based on an untitled story from the book Try and Stop Me. This book was published back in 1944, and I actually tracked down a copy. Try and Stop Me was a best-selling book that was written and published by Bennett Cerf. Fun fact, he was the founder of the publishing company Random House. They are still pretty well known. The book is a compilation of urban legends, jokes, ghost stories, and more. It's actually a pretty fun book. Reviews at the time said that it's a book of a lot of stories, some of which practically everybody has read or heard. It was so popular that it saw 11 print runs and sold over 1 million copies in the first 2 years. People sure do love scary stories. There was a sequel published in 1948 called Shaken Well Before Using. A quick little fun fact about the book. In the I Love Lucy episode, Pregnant Women Are Unpredictable, you can see a copy of the book behind Lucy when she's sitting on her bed eating pistachio ice cream with hot fudge and sardines. It was from season 2, episode 11. It was also shown on the console table behind the sofa in episode 18 of the same season. If you follow us on Facebook, go ahead and go to facebook.com/thehalloweenpodcast because I'm going to post a screenshot of the book there. In Try and Stop Me, the story of John Sullivan is in fact a little different. It starts off by telling us that John is the only son of a doting mother. If you don't know what a doting mother is, like I had no idea what that was, doting basically means that they show a lot of love for someone. His mother was widowed during World War I. It also gives us some more detail, like John was a bachelor and sort of a ladies' man. The meat of the story is the same though. John finds himself walking down the street. We learn that the street he's walking on is Euclid Avenue. In the Scary Stories version, there is only one woman who comes up to him, but in this one, it's two. They both look frightened when he asks for the time, but only one of them screams, and then they both run away. The taxi scene is a little different too. John actually gets inside the taxi in this story, but when the driver sees him, he pushes him out and drives off. Later, John goes into a drugstore and uses the phone. He calls his mother's house. A voice he doesn't recognize answers. He asks for his mom, but the voice tells John that her son was caught in a machine at the binary factory and was mangled to death the day before. She's at the cemetery where they're burying him now. And that's the end. Both stories end very abruptly, just like that. I wonder what happened next. Did John realize that he was a ghost and disappeared to the next life? In Try and Stop Me, there are no sources for the story. I tried searching the web to find source material for the story, but couldn't come up with anything. I'm not sure where this urban legend comes from, but it's to me, it's very well known because I've heard tales like this before, but this is the first time where we actually get a street, we get what he's actually doing, that sort of thing. This is just one of those stories that has been retold a million times. I feel like Alvin Short's story is more to the point. It's shorter, will keep a child's attention span better, but now that I'm older, I kind of want more detail to my stories. So I kind of like Mr. Surf's version too. So that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed this, I guess, quick episode maybe of my journey through more stories to tell in the dark. I guess this one was kind of a quick one because there's really not much detail, but in the next stories to come, I get more in depth into a lot of these things. There's more meat to a lot of these stories. I hope you enjoyed the first episode of my journey through more scary stories to tell in the dark. If you like the Halloween podcast and want to support us, you can do it a couple of different ways. You can leave us a 5-star review on whichever podcatcher you use, be it Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, whatever. Leave us a review. You can become a Patreon supporter and get some extra content. Just go to patreon.com/thehalloweenpod and get signed up. You can support our sponsors at the beginning of each episode. Yes, please support the sponsors. If you'd like to follow us on Facebook, you can find me at facebook.com/thehalloweenpodcast. We are also on Twitter at thehalloweenpod. Thank you guys so much for listening and all of your support. I will see you tomorrow for another episode. Good night.